Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Yep, still tuned to Spectrum on a Monday afternoon with myself and Pa. We are together until 6 o'clock this evening, my family. Right now, I'm connecting with Madame Malani Mazibuko. I did mention that Malani is a wife, she's a mother, she holds a qualification in agriculture. And this afternoon, she's chatting to me regarding her gardening projects for the community of Westbury. And you know, for communities nearby, to help communities to be able to sustain themselves. And she says they started at old age homes. Now they are at a rehab center in Florida. So this is all in all to help communities to be able to sustain themselves. And I think especially during this time with COVID-19, where a lot of people have been impacted by losing jobs and, you know, salary cuts and stuff, this came in at the right time. And let's hear why she started all this. Malani, welcome to Radio Pulpit, and how are you this afternoon?
Oh, thank you, Mom Paul. Thank you for having me on. Thank you to the fellow listeners, and that is so great what you said, because I've been listening, and me getting into agriculture, let's begin. It was not something that I thought I would.
Yeah, because because I'm thinking, why didn't you think of something else, but why especially gardening or agriculture?
Yes, and it's so strange. My last year, there was an ad that came through, because we normally get these ads, and it's like, you know, from the ages of 18 to 35,
okay,
that we had to actually enter. So first of all, one thing that stood out for me was my age. It was without the recommendation. I couldn't qualify. And I ended up at the center, but I walked with faith. I was like, Lord, they cannot refuse me when they see me. They can refuse me. By typing, because I had sent the request, and the lady said to me, you don't qualify, you're over the age of 35.
Sure.
I rocked up the next morning, and I'm like, by force, yeah, let's see. And the application went through, they took me in.
Sure.
And wow. I love vegetables. But if you could ask me, Mom Paul, where does potatoes come from, I would have probably stood there, and I had to actually ask. That's like, okay, where does the potatoes come from? Who do you ask the folks?
Yeah, sure.
And It went to a journey of learning, and it was such a powerful thing, because when you are there, you come to realize that the soil, man cannot make soil.
Sure, powerful.
Water, man cannot make water. And it's like, Lord, so many times we feel unsustained. Psalm 23 says that the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing.
Yeah, amen.
And in life, a lot of times when we feel that we lack, I'm not there. And what has happened with us being able to go into this course, I didn't even know what it withheld. But my body was in pain. It was done at an organic stage. So we had to uproot everything that was planted before. And it was an everyday thing. And it became to such a point where you look forward to it. Because they say sometimes you have to be broken. Things need to fall off from you. And having to do this and facilitate at the same time. So I had to be in five different places, being a mom, being a wife. But it was a process where I felt God has really pushed me into it. It was something I never thought about. But I am so driven by it, knowing that agriculture, farming, is God's thing.
Sure.
It's God's thing to help our communities, help our people around. Because they always say that what is so hurtful, Mom Paul, that we constantly talk about missionary and we talk about the message of God. But what do you give a man that needs bread?
Amen.
I can give you the word. But what if you leave there, what do I have left?
And you leave them hungry.
Yes.
Sure, I hear you. And, you know, in when you and I were talking about this, I loved what you said when you say the word of God took you back to agriculture. Can you please elaborate more on that?
It took me through, it's actually in John 15, and it takes us through where Jesus and his disciples were in agriculture areas.
Sure.
That's where it started. So they understood how the veins, the vines, and the branches, because we are planted by the streams of living waters.
Amen.
He is the true vine. So without him being our source, because so many times we look at other sources around us, and it becomes frustrating, because you depend on men, but he says, depend on me.
Amen.
Because even at 2020, last year, it felt like there was no hope. We didn't know how we would get through COVID. We didn't know what was next in line. But when this opportunity came, it was God, really God sent and God ordained.
Sure.
And it even moves even further where they speak about the true vine, where it says, abide in me.
Mm.
And it says so powerfully that Jesus said that the Christian's life works the same way.
Hmm.
We can thrive our life and make positive differences for the kingdom, but only if we are connected to our source.
Hmm. Sure, beautiful.
So our source, it's us going out there, as much as I do ministering with women and with girls and with men, and, you know, we are so active, but Mike, what came to mind always after every event is, what did I leave behind?
True.
What is going to sustain them?
Mm.
How long will they be able to survive on the word that I fed them?
Mm.
Because it needs to be in action. And therefore, when we were approached, one of my other leaders that I work with, we were approached by our organization, the Fatherhood Foundation of South Africa. And it came about the conversation of feeding one family at a time, one man at a time, one home at a time. And then we took it to a whole retrospect of a community at a time. Because where do our people get their vegetables from? How do they get sustained? Because the earth produces this. Yes, you can plant the seed. And what is so powerful, Mom Paul, when, I didn't even know, when you're planting a seed, it germinates, it dies.
Sure.
So for a while in that ground, it feels as though it's not springing forth.
Mm.
But if you continue watering it and speaking life over it, and what is so powerful within agriculture, it works according to your heart.
Mm.
Whatever you planted, you will sow that. You sow and you reap. So if your crops are not coming about, what was the sustainability that was the message that you had gone out and planted this? Because it's between you and God during that time.
Sure.
So it was just such a powerful message for us to be able, and such a great opportunity to start in our old age home. And our senior citizens have taken it in their stride, where they water it. The only thing that we normally do when we go out, we do the whole process, because we do it all organic.
Okay.
So we dig as deep as knee deep. So I'm not very sure. So if it's knee deep, which means I have to jump in the hole and jump out of the hole. And it's just that whole process that we get them involved. And it's such a community effort, because everybody's looking forward to what is coming forth. As well as our gentlemen within the rehab, we've been given this great opportunity at a rehab in Florida, Itemba. It's called Itemba. And these men have come from different walks of life, different substance abuse, and they have just wanting to give and to give. And what we've actually had from their rehab, they have now come out to continue sowing in the Westbury community and start digging and start planting. So you see, it's like a full circle. You give and you give without wanting to just receive, because once you've labored, you feel that you have really invested in those communities. And we are looking forward to so many other communities being able to sustain our people, because God says you possess the land.
True.
And so many times we want the title deed. I can receive the title deed, but if I don't know what to do with the land, it's a waste. So he says, come to me and I will teach you. And because I give you soil, I give you water, I will sustain you and I will make you men, fishes of men, because that's what our ministry goes, that fishes of men, and we do it unto him and not unto men itself.
Sure.
Because with our community being able to sustain during this time, it is just, Lord, thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, because that's all we walk away with. It's thank you, and we go every second week, we go out, we go and have a look, we go and see how the crops are growing, we go and motivate and have conversations of what they have experienced during this time with this harvesting taking place, and how, what other plans do they have? Because it's now we are being sustained by the word, but greater, that we are being even fed by the word.
Now, Malani, how does then the community get to sustain themselves? Obviously, you know, once the vegetables are out there, they are able to, you know, eat and stuff. Do you allow, do you sell, you know, what other source of income or other sustainability comes from these projects of gardening and vegetables? What do you then do with them?
What we normally do, what we are obviously waiting for the harvest to take place, they sell. And they actually donate.
Okay.
So you have, we come and set it up for you. you have the option to donate and to sell.
All right.
And what the Old Age Home has done is actually to donate. So whatever harvest they bring, about a quarter of that they give into a home.
Beautiful.
So they feed another family. So you can continue giving out.
Mm.
Others have the option of selling, which is a market day that we are preparing and looking forward to for the next 3 or 4 months. And then it obviously depends on the seasonal vegetables that are growing. And to continue to sell, and also looking at a business mind is, because when once you've harvested, now you can actually sell vegetables within your community.
Sure. Wow. And what are some of the testimonies you have received through this gardening project? Whether it's from a home, or the rehab, or just, you know, people in the community, are they embracing this? You know, do you receive testimonies? Can you share with us some of the testimonies?
The testimonies that we've received, and it was so great that you've not forgotten about us.
Sure.
Every place that we've been is just, thank you for coming out. Thank you, because even the Old Age Home is on another church.
Mm.
We are not members of that church.
Mm.
But the way the Reverend has accepted us and being able to come in, because what we don't leave you once we've done the planting and once we've done the seedlings. We come and have a look. We come in and assist you. So we're with you throughout the process, because that was everyone's question. Okay, we can give you land. You can do whatever you need to do. But are you going to walk this path with us? And that is our commitment.
Sure.
Yes, we will walk this path with you. And even at the rehab, the guys were like, thank you so much not forgetting us.
Wow.
Thank you so much for embracing us, even though at times we get looked in another way. But thank you so much for opening that hand and showing us that you are here to walk with us and also imparting a skill, because that's the thing with agriculture. You're imparting knowledge, you're imparting a skill.
Mm.
So those are their testimonies. Thank you for not forgetting about us.
Mm.
But so many times we assume that people are fine until we come closer and sit down at the table with them and hear what are their struggles.
Sure. And if people would like to participate in this or to assist, how do you let people around you or in the communities to assist? Do you ever need assistance, donations, seeds with planting? How do you usually work?
We definitely do, Mom Paul, because what you've even done with starting, I think, with agriculture, it's always a tasty ground. And from the beginning, we actually had to sow.
Okay.
So the seedlings that we received, we had to personally buy them ourselves that we could show what is the message we want to bring across. But out there, we're always looking for people to invest, even if it's a hose pipe, a rake, because those tools get used.
Mm.
And community members come out, like I said, the rehab has now joined us, and they're not even from the same area. So it's not you have to be based in a particular area. No, there is so much help that is needed. There's always a plea and a cry that if you have seedlings, if you're willing to just spend time with us during that time and impart your skill as well, because we're definitely learning a lot from each other. We're definitely growing. And by that, it means the bigger the planting is, the bigger the harvest, the bigger the families they're able to produce. Even if it's a pumpkin and a cabbage that we're able to give the next person that they can prepare a meal for their children to have at night, why not?
Sure.
So it's always on our social media platforms, my personal page as well on Facebook, and even at the current moment, from what I've harvested from my planting background, I'm currently selling that as well, because it comes on the basis of the sustainability as well as an income to continue doing what I am passionate about and to teach women that, you know, we need to be self-sustained, but how do I do that if I'm not able to teach you?
Sure. Beautiful. And how can our Radio Pulpit listeners keep in touch with you if someone, you know, has a packet of seeds to donate or they want to join you one day to go to an old age home or to rehab, you know, to assist? How do we get hold of you? Are you visible on social media? Do you have a ministry number the listeners can contact? How do we get hold of you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mom Paul. I'm on Facebook, which is Malani Matiboko.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also, my personal cell phone number, it is 063.
Please hold on a bit. It's
063-167-71.
Okay, 71.
58.
58.
Yes.
Okay.
And then on WhatsApp, it's 074.
074-232-232-84-60.
Yes.
Okay. So on Facebook, the listeners can follow Malani Masibuko. Malani is spelled M-A-L-A-N-I-E. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Malani Masibuko on Facebook, and you are welcome to contact her on 063-167-7158. 063-167-7158, or you can WhatsApp her on 074-232-8460. WhatsApp 074-232-8460. And if anyone has missed the numbers, you're welcome to send me a WhatsApp on our Radio Pulpit WhatsApp line, and I'll give you her contact details. Malani, thank you so much for making time to speak to us this afternoon. It's a great thing that you're doing for the community. May God increase for you. And I believe God will send the right people at the right time to help you grow this ministry. It is a ministry.
It is. Thank you, Mom Paul, for having me. And thank you for the fellow listeners and listening in. And it's also an encouragement. Never think that whatever you're doing is little, because he that expects much, much is expected from him.
Amen.
So start by little, and the little will make the plentyfold, because we get taught in the process and we learn. So thank you, Mom Paul. Thank you for the listeners out there. And God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Bless you too, my lovely sister. Until we talk again, God bless.
God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that was my talk with Malani Masibuko, helping communities to learn and be able to sustain themselves by gardening, doing gardening, and being able to sell back their vegetables. So if you need to assist, have any donations, or you'd like to keep in touch with her, you are welcome to contact Malani Masibuko. She's visible on social media, or call her on 063-167-7158, 063-167-7158, or WhatsApp her on 074-232-8460. Her WhatsApp number is 074-232-8460. May those who are able to help do assist them. It's a very beautiful thing that they are doing for the community. You know, I saw one of the pictures of the vegetables, and I was like, wow. So many times we buy these things at the store, very expensive, and here they are, you know, planting, you know, from scratch. They are growing these, and they come out beautiful. And I was like, God, indeed, God has given us agriculture, the soil and the water. He created everything, and through everything, we are able to be provided for. You're still tuned to Spectrum with me, Mpho Moko. Let's take a song, and at 5 o'clock, we'll go to news headlines.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.